time to Follow the Money with your hosts, Mitch Moss and Holly Howard.
Been running here on a Tuesday morning live in Las Vegas, South Point Sportsbook from the VEASAN studio. Mitch Moss along with Paulie Howard. Fun show lined up today. In an hour, Bob Dancer is going to be on the program. Video, poker, expert, legend.
Yes.
Yeah, I can't wait to find out. You told the story last week that last year alone, in 2019, you had $1 million basically go through machines here in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Ticket in, ticket out.
I think he's going to share with us today how much ticket in, ticket out he actually had back in his prime in the 90s, probably, when he was playing in the heyday. I can't wait to find out that answer. $10, $15, $20 million?
Well, I know the answer.
Oh, I can't wait to hear what it is.
The guy
lost count at over 2,000 royal flushes.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah,
Bobby.
Not?
Love Bobby.
Yeah.
The other thing, too, is I had a homework assignment over the weekend about, I asked what did those sequential progressives start at? And there's a big one that's still...
Okay.
Oh, there's a good one. I walked by. Yeah, there's one. Last time I was there Sunday, there's one that's big.
Yep. Got to find out the betting action last night on the Raiders game out here in Las Vegas. Jeff Sherman's going to join the program coming up from the Westgate Superbook, because that number, that's in an hour and 45 minutes. But it's funny how that number absolutely plummeted later on in the day after we were done with the show yesterday, Paulie. So it's sitting like at, well, the send out early on was like 6 and then 5.5 throughout pretty much the entire week. And then we're off the air. And suddenly it just goes from like, and it drops like a rock, bam, goes from 5.5 to 4, all the way down to 3.5. And it is my understanding that it was not just the public, like it was sharp money as well on the Raiders last night. And so everybody was hitting that game. And I mean, it got off to that start where it's like, okay, not good here for the first ever game at the new Allegiant Stadium right out here in Las Vegas. And then somehow it turned on a table, and it kind of like, you know, at halftime it was tied up, and in the second half it was all Raiders. I have, again, after 2 weeks, major question marks about Drew Brees.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how anybody cannot, but that was an impressive performance, especially when they dropped down like that to come back and win the game.
Good points. Hot dog arm, horrible interception. I thought they were in a lot of trouble, too. I bet the Saints in play. They're going up and down the field, and then the offense was fantastic. Carr was great. Hey, Dennis Allen, put someone on Waller.
Yeah.
The ball's going to Waller. Jesus. I mean, every play. And then they got Jacobs going late. Fantastic job by Gruden. Bad job by Dennis Allen. The other thing, though, the Saints usually get off to a slow start, so no need to panic, although your questions about Brees are spot on. Right, it did low as 3.5 at the Westgate, and I talked to Jimmy Ott, ESPN in Baton Rouge, who's been on this show many times. He took 7. With the Raiders in Mississippi over the weekend.
Oh, makes sense.
How about that?
Huh?
Yeah, yeah. So, huge win for the Raiders. I don't know, was this, I would say, a top 5 sports moment in Las Vegas history? Maybe top 3. It would have been maybe number 1. It would have been number 1 if the Knights were playing last night. They didn't lose to the Stars.
Both. Or if we did not have this pandemic still going on and we could have fans at the stadium.
Uh-huh.
And we said yesterday we would have loved them. If, 65,000 fans would have been there last night, we liked them anyway with the Raiders. I had them in a contest. Actually, I think 2 different contests had the Raiders in last night, plus 5.5 points. So.
Oh, look at that. Beautiful. The Death Star. Look at that. They're playing the music.
You know what's funny is that that nickname is, every time like people see this stadium for the first time, that's their immediate reaction, is Death Star.
Yeah.
So you know that nickname is going to stick.
Yes.
And not until like 2 months ago did I even know what the Death Star was.
Right.
How about this tweet from John Ewing before the game last night? Drew Brees in week 2 in his career in the NFL. What's the rhyme or reason for this? You want to talk about, I guess, bizarre trends overall? But John Ewing had this tweet that Drew Brees in week 2 in the NFL as a starter for the Saints, and even, you know, going back to the Chargers days, actually, when he played in San Diego. What is it now? 4-11-1 ATS in week 2, as you documented before the season starts.
Yeah.
Look at this. Since 03, least profitable quarterback in week 2. Now 4-11-1 ATS. But you said before the season started, and this is well documented, their struggles in the first 2 weeks. Now, they got the job done against the Buccaneers last week.
Well, Tampa gave them a lot of help, though.
They sure, yes, absolutely,
yep,
they did.
Yep. Brees, over. Kamara, over. Sanders, under. Cook, under. They did nothing. Everything was thrown. He's owned to Harris and Kamara. Carr, over. Jacobs, over. Waller, over. with all your props.
So I don't think it was a very good night for sports books here either, because I'm guessing all the public bettors, the locals, were certainly betting Jacobs, Carr, Waller on any prop they could possibly find in that game. And welcome into the program today. This is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Paulie Howard, starting off today's show, talking about last night's Monday night football game out here in Las Vegas. Raiders take care of business, 34-24 over the Saints. So Las Vegas now improves to 2-0, tied with the Chiefs in their division. Saints drop to 1-1. And I'll tell you about the Jacobs prop. So that was 68.5 at one spot yesterday. Did you see the box score at all? Or following along with the game last night, I'm guessing you noticed what happened. He had 63 yards in the final 20 minutes of the game.
Wow.
So from the 5:28 mark of the third quarter until the end of the third quarter, he had 27 yards on that one drive. And in the fourth quarter alone, he had 36 yards.
And the most, one of the most important things, if you're going to do this, you need as many outs as possible. Just the differences you see in numbers here. I saw 60, 62, 69, and 75. For his rushing.
You saw 75 on his
yards. Can you believe that?
I'm glad I missed that, because I would have bet that on the under.
Yep. I mean, you have to have outs and you have to shop around. And you just, the differences in numbers are staggering. Staggering about different numbers you're going to see. You know? Even goes back to that Nuggets thing when they were down 3-1 or down 0-1 or down 3-1. The differences in prices with the market. And we were doing this for 2 years with the hockey divisions. How the numbers and you know, books falling asleep. I mean, at one point, the St. Louis Blues had a 10-point lead, and they're only like 120 to win the division.
Yep.
So a dog finally won a game, too. That other thing happened. You know, only a couple people were knocked out of the Circus Survivor that had the Saints, but it was a wild week. Favorites crushed it. But great. And are the Raiders good? You know, I don't know. I don't know yet. You beat Carolina on the road. Nice job offensively. Carr has been great so far. I think a good test will be Sunday against the Patriots to see where they're at.
Yeah, short week across the country taking on that team where it appears as if Cam Newton is going to be really, really good this year as long as he stays healthy. And I don't want to overreact at all, but I mean, how far can the Saints go if Drew Brees, like, if this is really it for him? And we know it's his final year, but I'm talking about if like, the cliff is right here and he's like plummeting into the ocean right now, which is absolutely possible. 2 weeks, I do not like what I see at all. I would ask you this. Are they better off right now with Taysom Hill or Jameis Winston at quarterback?
That's interesting. Might be.
They could be.
I know. I mean, you can't throw the ball longer than 10 yards, 15 yards.
So right,
and everyone knows it. Now you don't have Thomas.
Yep.
And I think it's that Sunday night game's important. I want to see how he looks. Yeah, they could be 1-2. I want to see how he looks against Green Bay. I mean, everything's dink and dunk and short passes. And there's nothing on it. I mean, the interception was horrible. But, I mean, yeah, Carr's taking shots down the field.
Did you notice anything, by the way, in the INT? As soon as you throw it, I'm like, the guy might have been buried in the logo. And I know that kind of took off on Twitter. That was my very first observation last night watching it live. But then when they showed the replay, I'm like, that was a terrible pass by him. Horrible. Maybe he didn't see the guy, but still, just like the zip or the non-zip, I guess, if you want to call it that, that was not on the throw. And the fact that it was going to miss the guy anyway, I think. And if Thomas is going to be gone, can you rely on Sanders? What did he have last night? One catch?
Yeah, nothing.
They're not taking shots down the field?
And Cook was great week one. He hardly looked at him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. You know, the OPI as well. What's your favorite part of the stadium? Is it the how about how it opens up and you see the whole strip?
Well, that's got to be what it is,
right? And when the torch.
When they light the torch and then the backdrop is the Las Vegas strip. I mean, come on. That's one of the most iconic city views in the entire world. And I like the way, like, that top right there, when it's during the day and, you know, still light outside for, you know, a good hour and a half, 2 hours of the game last night, the way the light kind of, it looks like it's a day game almost.
Right.
I like that. I thought the halftime show was really good.
Yep, good promotion for Caesars, right? The Killers playing. I like the Raiderettes dancing at the Bellagio with the fountains to Monday Night Football. What a stadium. That thing's, I don't know if you like that one better or SoFi. I mean, it's crazy to think there's a $3 billion difference, but
I'm not a big NFL stadium kind of guy, but I will tell you that both the new ones here that we have now in the NFL are just spectacular.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because that one looks so good. Actually, the stadium might look better from the outside than it does on the inside.
That's right. That's right.
And that one in
very good.
Inglewood or L.A., wherever it's at, that is just, I mean, well, $5 billion, I hope it's going to look good.
Yeah.
And it certainly does.
You have the Jeff Sherman, 157. He drove by the stadium before, like a couple hours before the game. And he took a cool video picture of what the stadium looked like outside. It was good. You just see countdown to kickoff, what that looked like. So, who knows when fans can show up, but good timing with the bars opening, and I can't believe what that thing looks like on the inside.
I would ask you this.
Think of this now. And a great job by Mark Davis, who's not going to a game, by the way. They were playing in a cesspool. You lived there. That was the worst venue in all of sports. And I know you had the black hole and everything, and you had the animals who would sit in the end zone, but that was just an abomination where they were playing.
Well, how refreshing was it last night to actually watch a Raiders home game and they did not have to worry about second base?
That's right. Yes, the dirt. Great call. Yeah.
I mean, just going back, yes. This goes back like 15, 20 years, right? Because that Raiders game would pop on out here at like 1:25 in the Pacific time zone. And I'm like, again, we're going to, and you kind of forget about it. And like, here you go again. Here's the dirt infield. Like, really, one more year of this crap?
Yep.
So that was good to see. What's more improbable? Las Vegas having a franchise in the NFL, and it's the Raiders, or Golden Knights out here year one making the Stanley Cup final?
I don't know. I can't believe we got a team.
Well, that should never happen,
because of the relationship was so bad.
Oh, so bad. Somebody told me last night on Twitter they would have laid like minus 100,000 that we'd never get a franchise. I said, me too. Yeah. If somebody would have taken my action 10 years ago on an NFL team ever coming to Las Vegas, I'd be homeless.
Right.
I would have bet every single penny to my name.
Like Guns N' Roses or the Eagles getting back together. When hell freezes over tour, right? It's like, we're not getting back together. Guns and Slash and Axl hated each other, and there we go. Yep. Money talks, and then, sports betting, and yeah, we'll give you a team. Hey. And then probably the biggest day in Vegas sports history will be when we get the Super Bowl.
Yep, and that's going to be sooner than later. I forgot about this yesterday. Teddy Covers tweeted this out.
Uh-huh.
It was only 5 years ago. This will tell you how improbable this whole thing was. It was only
the Romo thing.
5 years ago.
Oh, really?
Romo was going to be a part of this fantasy football camp out here, and it was going to be at Sands, right? And the NFL cracked down on it like the day before and said, no chance, not on our watch.
They shut it down. That was 5 years ago?
That was 5 years ago.
That's a great story. I forgot all about it. That is awesome. They wouldn't even let us hold a fantasy football convention.
Yep.
Romo and players. The gambling's bad. Can't do it.
Exactly right. Yep. Yep. They nixed that. It was a total joke. What an outrage it was. And now they go from that to, this is not bad. Yep. Good. We kind of like the sports gambling thing.
Are you depressed? I'm depressed. One person's 10-0 in the Circa contest.
That's bound to happen.
Four people. Yeah, sure numbers, right. I've had enough of this Circa. Too many people. Never again. Nine and a half people. Four people have 9.5. 21 people are 9-1. And with that group of guys in Philly, hey, John, we're 8-1-1. We're not even top 20. 8-1-1. So
right?
Difficult in the NFL. Yeah. 21 people are 9-1 through 2 weeks ATS.
I know. I believe it. I mean,
God.
What was it last year? Super contest when they had, 3,500 people? I think, Paul, the teams that were 9-1 or 9-0-1 or 10-0, it was insane last year. After the first couple of weeks.
Well, I know. 3,000 monkeys in a room. One of them will write Shakespeare.
Oh, but here's the deal, right?
It's all sheer numbers. Someone's going to have a 19-1 in the quarterly coming up in a couple of weeks.
Set that number. We'll ask Mike Palm about that
tomorrow. Someone will go 18-2.
That's going to happen.
Yeah.
18-2 or 18-1-1
probably.
Around there. I don't know if 19-1 is a big ask. Huge ask.
Okay.
But someone to have 18 wins at that point for the quarterly, that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
That could happen now that we have, 3,100 people in the Circa Million?
Yeah.
That's probably going to happen every quarter.
Hey.
Buckle in.
Hey, did you move the cart?
What is this, a tank?
What was that? What was the thing doing there? He wasn't moving either. Maybe he was acting and playing it up because he just gets up and runs. I thought that guy, Abram, wasn't moving.
I went back and watched it again.
What the hell's the cart doing right by the end zone on the sideline?
He. I don't think he moved for 10 seconds.
No, he didn't.
He went to commercial break.
That doesn't look good. And he comes back, he gets off and starts running. But that's
like I understand
a fiasco.
Okay, if they want to have that there, obviously, for the Monday night crew in the broadcast, that's fine. But can we not move it back like 3 or 4 yards? I mean, it was like right there.
Yeah. God.
The size of a semi.
Dog and pony show. Other than that, everything looked great. But that was wild. How about all the injuries, too? Oh, my God. I'm going to talk to my guy Spence and Eric at Mercedes-Benz. I had to take the car in. And then I went to Bruno's in next week. Can't wait. Went and saw Bruno. And I'm just watching. Every 2 minutes is a guy out for the season. Guy out for the season. I'm saying, oh, my God. We knew about Barkley, but then Bosa And then Hooker and Sutton. Locks out 3-5. Mostert and Coleman are out. I mean, Campbell's likely done.
Look at this list of injuries. Oh, my God. I mean, the Twitter feed yesterday, TweetDeck.
I know.
I couldn't even keep up with between, like, Ian Rappaport and Adam Schefter, Tom Pelissero. The tweets were coming in left and right. It was like Mike Tyson haymakers. Every time that you would blink, all of a sudden, there's another guy. Well, there's more news. And look at this guy. He's out for the year. And such big names. I was actually surprised to hear yesterday Garoppolo's day-to-day. He might go on Sunday.
That was surprising. I forgot about McCaffrey, too. That came down. He's about probably 4-6. He hopes to be back sooner. But that play was innocuous. It's a pitch left.
Yep.
There he is.
Yep. But not only for the 49ers now did they have injuries going into Sunday.
Uh-huh.
So then you have Garoppolo. We'll find out what's going to happen with him. Mostert was banged up. Tevin Coleman's now going to be out like 3+ weeks.
I still don't care. They can give it to Roger Craig. They should still – I just trust Shanahan in that rushing attack
by the way,
the scheme.
Do you know who their third guy is? Jerick McKinnon.
Sure.
They will be totally fine running the football.
Yeah.
The problem is the guys on the defensive side of the ball, Nick Bosa and Solomon Thomas, now cluster injuries at the same position group, that's going to be a killer. And I know there was a back and forth yesterday between, you know, media people asking which was the biggest injury. There's no – I mean, for this season alone, the Bosa injury is like way bigger than Saquon Barkley.
Oh, sure.
The Giants aren't going to do anything this way, this year.
Right.
But the Bosa injury, I mean, he was getting pressure on Mahomes in that Super Bowl, and he was just so good. He was Defensive Rookie of the Year. That's a gigantic takeaway. McCaffrey, Vinny said yesterday here on VSiN, McCaffrey might be worth 2.5-3 points to the number this week, which I would agree with.
Uh-huh.
But Bosa's not going to be worth that much in a single game, but for the full season now, for 14 games in the regular season moving forward and potentially the playoffs, gigantic news yesterday.
Yep. The other big news was the breakdown of what McCarthy did. And people, you know, why do you go for two there? And let me see if you agree with this. Now, so we talked about it a little bit yesterday, but didn't do a deep dive. Here's Mina Kimes on the decision for McCarthy to go for two down nine.
By the way, that last yard.
Mike McCarthy made the right call. I'm going to try to explain this as simply as I can, okay? When you're down 15... you're going to have to go for it. You're going to have to get a two-point conversion at some point. You can do it now or you can do it later. The odds are the same. It's slightly less than 50%, right, of converting that. Okay, if you do it now and you don't make it, then you know what you have to do, which is exactly what Dallas went out and did. You're going to have to drive down the field. You're going to have to do it quickly twice. You have that knowledge. No, Dan, come on.
Come on, Mina.
You know what I'm saying?
You're
going to have to do it once.
Simple.
In this
Simple.
Case, you actually just know what you have to do afterwards. You're giving yourself more knowledge to do the right thing on offense later instead of waiting until the end of the game when you only have one shot.
Thanks to ESPN. You agree?
No, I don't.
You don't agree with it?
I don't agree. Because here's the thing. Extra points are not automatic either.
Yeah.
So if he misses the extra point at the end of the game, you're going to have to – why would you not be playing with a total sense of urgency at that point anyway? Like, we're going to need more scores to actually get past this game and win it. And I would also say, if you go for two at that point down by nine, then do you not go for two – again, I brought this up yesterday. If you score another touchdown to cut it to one, do you not go for two in the win? I would say yes, because are you not giving yourself the best chance to actually win the football game? And it's also – situational football, folks. This is where analytics
depends. If he gets it, I mean, it depends. Yeah, I mean,
I'd say
you go for the win if you get it the first time.
So would I.
Mm-hmm.
But I've also made the case that you should go for two every single time anyway.
Uh-huh.
Now, besides that, here's where like just number crunchers and analytics they can't grasp. It's situational football because if you actually score again, and let's say you kick the extra point the first time, you get the ball back and you score again, there's a pretty good chance that the defense is going to be absolutely dead tired. Because at that point, they're going to be on the field conceivably now for back-to-back drives. Who knows? Maybe like 75 yards each. They're tired. They have maybe no timeouts left. And then they're completely on their heels. And no matter what you do, you have a lot of options at that point to surprise them at the goal line and get a two-point conversion. That's where I have a major problem with the whole idea. I think you kick the extra point every single time in that spot. Unless you have the theory. Again, this is the whole like back and forth. Again, if you're okay going for two every single time, then go for two every single time. I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people get confused or don't like what they're not used to, accustomed to seeing or what's new.
Of course.
But that certainly, I'd love going for two up seven. I think that's a great move.
I don't mind that either.
To put it on nine.
Right.
That's a great move.
Because, again,
the other team's usually not going to go for the win.
That's right. They will play for overtime.
Yeah.
Usually. Not every coach, but a majority of them will actually play for overtime.
And if you get it and you go up, it's a two-score game then at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Harbaugh was doing that last year, and so was Doug Peterson last couple of years. I think that's a great move. So that was an interesting discussion about what happened, and a lot of people, analytics and other people, say it's the right move what McCarthy did.
So one other thing I've kind of beaten a dead horse about over the years is that, and maybe this doesn't have to be a full-time coach, but maybe you could have like a 22-year-old assistant video coordinator or somebody, like an aspiring coach, have their full-time job be working on creative plays from the goal line.
Yes. Yes, one play. That's why Alan Boston rips Coach K all the time. All the time. He is so bad out of timeouts and at the end of games. Mm-hmm. It's like, this is March Madness. I need your best play. What are you running? And it's clogged toilet garbage. Mm-hmm. And he has great players.
We just have so much talent. We'll go out and get a bucket.
Yep. Same thing. All right, I should be working on this all season, all week. Mm-hmm. What's your play to 2-point try?
Yep.
Give me a bunch of them.
Like
You should have great plays.
I would specifically assign, again, some young kid on the staff and say, here's how you're going to spend your pandemic or your offseason. You come up with like 50 to 100 different plays for a 2-point shot that we can give it, and you bring them to me. I want to see how they're going to look, and then we'll you know, go to practice that way and work on them all the time. Chris Peterson, when he was at Boise, how'd that work?
Yes.
I mean, the creativity down the stretch in that Oklahoma game, and he could do that all the time because he was very good at, you know, just like that's the kind of stuff that you could do, come up with, be creative. Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Paulie's going to run down the bad beats and the line moves from last night in Win Some, Lose Some coming up next.
Hey, Bet Rivers, are you tired of grinding out playthrough after playthrough to collect your sportsbook bonus money? Stop being a grinder and start earning your bonus money the simple way. At Bet Rivers Sportsbook, all bonus money can be yours for only one-time playthrough. It's that simple. Play it once and it's yours. Plus, you'll earn bonus points for every bet you make. You can easily redeem those points for free bets. And sign up now. Get a $250 match on your first deposit. No faster way to turn your bonus cash into real cash. Playable in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Playable in Jersey is play. Sugar House, win, lose.
Rough night?
Can't call it a bad beat. Definitely lose some.
Good night? How does it make you feel?
I absolutely hate them. I absolutely hate them.
Follow the Money Looks Back so we can learn for today.
Everything's an adventure.
In Win Some, Lose Some. Let the education commence.
How about a bad beat that first Saints first half? 17-7. Raiders score, no big deal. You're laying 2.5. You got the ball, and then Breeze throws the interception.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, that was terrible. There was a guy at William Hill who put 22,000 on Saints first half.
Look great.
That is tough. Up 10 late.
Up 10-0. Raiders not doing much
and
with the ball.
17-7, right.
They had no answer for the Saints on the ground. Excuse me.
Reds Brewers under 7.5. 2-1 bottom of the eighth. 6-3 final. God, killer. Pushing the hockey game last night. 3-0 Tampa in the first period. They went to sleep. Stay out of the penalty box. Enough already. 3-2 final. Bad for the books. Angels, 190 up to 210. Beat the Rangers. Rays plus 195 down to 170. Come on. 7 innings, 2 hits, 14 strikeouts for DeGrom. He gets the loss. I mean, it's
is he going to actually sneak in and win this award again? Is he going to go back-to-back-to-back?
Who else would you give it to?
Darvish was right there.
Yeah, a couple rough starts here.
Yep.
Yeah, I know. I'd give it to him. The Raiders from 6 down to 3.5 in Vegas, 4 at most spots. They won outright. And what do we got? 30,000 on the rate. Guy bought it up to 7, minus 135 at William Hill. 22,000 plus 6, 20,000 plus 6. All winners at William Hill. Lose some, A guy put $180,000 last night on the Saints at MGM. He laid four. No dice.
Oh, got a good number.
Yeah, lose some. Cardinals 145 up to 185. What was that? They lost. That's Matheny going against his former team. 4-1 Royals. Good for them. Mm-hmm. And the under 51.5 to 47.5. No good. Also, the Cowboys were 25-1 in play, down 15 with 6 minutes at William Hill. There's over 100 locations in the state. They took three bets.
That's it.
Three. The biggest one was $20. Nobody thought they had a chance. Guys were saying, what the hell? I'll just take a shot, 25-1, and they win the game, right? Lose some. How about 151? He's at it again. Sunday night, he tweets about everything. How about football? Magic Johnson, Cam Newton came up short on a goal line. That's his tweet. Is he doing it on purpose now?
I think so. Maybe. I kind of find it entertaining now. Is that just me? Or?
Yeah. That's incredible. Incredible tweet.
I think I'm going to turn on my notifications so every time he does tweet, it's going to come across my feed.
It's good. It's like Ben Fox. Here's one. Ben, look at this now. Here's the flip side, right? Oh, no. The bridge jumper. At MGM, a bettor put $35,000 on the Falcons' money line in play to win $1,000. He did the reverse. He flipped you. Flipped you for real. Mm-hmm. He laid it up 15 with 6 minutes. $35,000 to win $1,000. Oh, no dice.
What do you think that guy did?
No dice.
The Cowboys came back to win at the buzzer.
Why didn't you lay $5 when it was 20-0? I would have. Oh no.
Why is it so important when you have $35,000 like that to scoop another $1,000?
Right. To lose, loses at the gun. That how do you think you feel about the onside kick?
Oh God.
All right, keep it going. I'm about 159. Well, they're coming for Gruden today. I can tell you that. He never had the mask on. He had it on his chin and his neck. Fangio, Carroll, Shanahan fined $100,000 for not wearing their mask Sunday. And the team got fined $250,000. That's $1 million in fines for not wearing the mask. Gruden apologized afterwards. Well, he's going to get hit today, too.
Here was his quote. I'm doing my best. I've had the virus. I'm sensitive about all that. I'm just doing my best. End of quote. John Gruden last night. Oh, he's going to get docked big time today.
Yep. Big time. Yep. And one more. Sneak it in. What's our boy up to today, Blue? A little bubble bath. Okay, there you go. Oh, with food. What's he got? He's eating at a combat and he's eating food. I love this guy. I got to meet him.
All right, up next, updated NFL MVP and division numbers. This team, boy, ravaged by injuries now. It's easy for the next 3 weeks. After that, watch out. Details coming up next. Helps you find the high impact hire your business needs fast. You'll find lots of great candidates and no long-term contracts at indeed.com/high impact. Did you see the news again yesterday from Anthony Lynn out of Los Angeles for the Chargers?
It's better that what's the line? Better people think you're stupid than open up your mouth and remove all doubt. This guy is like begging to get fired between punting 4th and 1. And why is Taylor still a starter? There's a lot of things we didn't get done with Justin on the field. He's a backup for a reason. What are you watching? What are you watching?
After a 3.5-hour football game, and you're the head coach, so you watch everything with your own eyeballs, right, from the, and that's your takeaway? Is Tyrod Taylor like a monster in practice that we just don't know about? And is he changing to a different player on Sundays?
It's like a completely different offense.
Of course
you're going to make mistakes. It's his first start. But what was that? Only three quarterbacks have had 300 yards passing and then a rushing and a passing touchdown, too, in the same game to start? I mean, come on. To start like that? Come on.
He made one egregious mistake. One. It was a bad pass. Other than that, he had the champs on the ropes. I mean, come on. And the defense played great, obviously, to slow down Mahomes and everybody else. But
Chargers couldn't move the ball and should have lost to the Bengals.
There's a lot we didn't get done. You had like 500 yards of offense. He's a backup for a reason.
Yeah, stop kicking fourth and one.
Yeah.
And get stuff done. Stop kicking field goals from the 50.
Or punting.
God.
In overtime.
That's a lot of points out there. Yeah, because you.
Unbelievable. That was just, I mean, he's grumpy old man is what he is. The way it seems. Dana Carvey's character years ago on SNL. Back in my day.
Yeah, he's stuck in the 70s.
Yeah, he really is. Updated MVP numbers in the NFL after week two. Russell Wilson's your favorite right now.
Should be.
Bet Rivers, DraftKings.
Yeah.
He's 3-1.
Let him cook.
Mahomes and Jackson, 5-1. Rodgers now down from last week around 14 or 17-1 to 8-1.
Sure.
Murray.
Rodgers should be ahead of Mahomes and Jackson.
He should be at this point.
Yes,
yeah.
He should.
Yeah. I would say Murray should be ahead of all of them except for Wilson. Kyler Murray, 14-1.
Yeah, what do they have? They have 80 points and 1,000 yards so far.
Right.
The Packers.
Prescott down to 20-1. There's Josh Allen, 20-1.
Yeah. Sure. Got to be. Yeah, you have to be.
Mm-hmm.
He's been great so far.
Offensive rookie of the year, Joe Burrow's plus 175. I did I found a way to do this last week. Okay. So chalky, square, whatever. I parlayed Burrow and Chase Young to win their respective awards.
All right.
Allaire's down to 2-1. Jonathan Taylor's at 7. James Robinson now, the Jaguars running back, at 11-1 after his game against the Titans. And I still don't see a number here on Joshua Kelly at DraftKings. Don't get it. He's like 30-1 at other spots.
All right.
Updated division numbers.
I was going to bet the Saints yesterday. I'm glad I didn't. To win the division.
Well, you might want to hold off another week on that one.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, then the big one Sunday. I said, well, I think they'll win tonight, but still, they might lose Sunday against the Packers.
Before last night, was that actually on the board? It was. They were minus $2. Okay.
I saw 180. Yeah.
In the East, Cowboys are a $2 favorite. Who's going to win this thing?
Ooh.
With the Eagles, football team, and the Giants.
Yeah. Now, how about this? This is very good. Listen, this is yesterday. How about this? Doug Peterson was asked about Wentz. Listen to the question, then listen to the answer here about the regression.
Hold on, we'll have to wait for a second here to get that. I'm going to pose a question to you, by the way, in about 45 minutes of Pro Football Focus had about this team and Carson Wentz.
Oh, boy.
It's gotten that bad already with this team?
Yes. I mean, his response as well. So he was asked, why is he regressing? And he took a long pause and says, that's a good question. Remember, the Super Bowl run, Foles. The next year, playoff run, beat the Bears, had the Saints down 14, Foles.
Mm-hmm.
It's shocking what's going on.
People,
you're right. I don't know who's going to win that division. I would take Dallas, but
yeah, so would I. Maybe by default, just because of the talent overall. Do you know the Giants are 0-2 for the fourth consecutive year and seventh time in 8 years?
And they keep putting them on national television.
Yep.
Are you kidding? I couldn't believe that yesterday with the Raider thing. The Raiders have made one playoff appearance since 2002.
Well, I can see that one because they were so bad for so long and they screwed everything up. Free agency, draft picks, everything. They were so bad. But the Giants now, and again, for a long time, they had Eli Manning. 0-2, four straight years, seventh time in 8 years. Wow, the teams in New York are just pathetic. In the North, the Packers are now minus 155 after 2 weeks. Here are the Bears at 2-0 at plus 250. Vikings 5-1. I don't think I'd bet the Vikings right now at 15-1.
No.
And the Lions are 20-1. That was fun while it lasted with that team, huh?
14-3 and they get run out.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
And here's the deal, by the way, with the Packers and Rodgers. This is a good breakdown from Pro Football Focus. Green Bay's wide receivers as a whole, they've caught 81.6% of their catchable targets. Fifth worst among the NFL's 32 teams. Valdez-Scantling has dropped 3 of his 10 catchable targets. He leads the league in drops so far.
Uh-huh.
The West, the Seahawks are plus 175. Great division.
Yeah,
here's the deal.
That's a tough call. I'd go Seattle, but that's a tough call.
I trust me, I have my concern. I have them at plus 345 to win that division. I have many concerns about the defense.
Yeah, as you should.
Good tweet from John Lund, who covers the 49ers, KMBR in San Francisco, talking about the schedule. Okay, the next three for the Niners, at the Giants, Eagles, Dolphins. Combined, those teams are 0-6. The Niners can navigate that, right, with all their injuries. After that, get a load of this for the Niners. Seven games. Rams at Patriots, at Seahawks, Packers, at Saints, at Rams, Bills. Combined right now, 12-1. Holy hell. Well, 12-2 after last night with the Saints going down, I guess.
Mm-hmm. They can navigate that while they get healthy. Mm-hmm. And then with the AFC East is easy. It's either Bills or Patriots. Mm-hmm. That's how that's going to be. And the Bills are favored as they should be. The AFC West is out of control, even though the Raiders had a big win and they're 2-0. But look at that. $7.
Yep. You know, I did
$7 already to win the division.
I did see the Chiefs at -550 right away yesterday morning. I thought to myself, that's way too cheap.
Yeah.
And it bumped up to 715. In the South, the Titans are now -143. Colts have a ton of injuries.
Oh.
Campbell, Mack, other guys have gone down. Colts are now sitting at 2-1. I bet them preseason, not looking good as of right now. And in the North, it's going to be a two-team race, Ravens-Steelers. Ravens are -278. That Steelers number has come down this week. They're like laying 3.5 to Houston.
Why is that?
I don't
know. That
get
was
it.
A big move.
Can somebody explain
what happened
that to me?
There? Yeah, tweet at us. Why did that move so much? I can't figure that out. I don't want the Texans.
Are there major concerns about the Steelers' offense? Is that what it is? Allowing Driscoll to look like that, almost winning the game last week?
Yeah.
All right, follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Today's Major League Baseball card.
Yes.
And we'll grade some regular season win totals coming up next. How did your football betting go this week? And as you know, there's always room to improve your sports betting IQ, and VSiN is here to help you become a better, smarter, I can read smarter, right? Okay, there you go. Start your 7-day risk free trial and place your next bet with confidence. Sign up today, and here's what you're going to get. Point Spread Weekly, our digital betting guide with NFL power ratings and consensus picks from our experts, 24/7 live video streaming with full replays of VSiN shows, the college football betting guide with previews, predictions, and betting strategies, daily emails with best bets from our shows, all of them, host and guests. Plus, you can always access our parlay calculator, which is always fun to play around on, prop bet search engine, and pick tracker on vsin.com. Visit vsin.com/subscribe to start your free trial today. That's vsin.com/subscribe. Sign up for it today.
All right. It's okay. It's 4:30 in the morning. We get a pass. Win total updates. All right. Winners already. Unders. Diamondbacks. Red Sox. Astros. Angels, Mets, Yankees, Pirates, Rangers, and Nats. There's your win totals already graded. Winner, great job. Mike Palm had the champagne yesterday. A's won the division. He grabbed them 4-1 before the shutdown.
How many of those were actually difficult to get to the under?
Oh, no, yeah.
The Diamondbacks,
right.
No problem going under. Red Sox, same thing. Been basically last place now for a long time. Maybe the Astros for a while looked like they could go over. The Angels, no way, terrible. Maybe the Mets, I guess. Yankees, with all their problems they had. The Pirates, come on, worst team in baseball.
Yeah, 39 losses. Sure, absolutely. How about the overs? Already decided? Pay that man his money. Not the Lions, it's okay. The Tigers. Tigers over. Orioles, White Sox, Marlins, Padres, Giants, and the Rays. Already been cashed the over. Up in the air. The Braves need to go 2-4 to go over. The Cubbies only need one more win to go over. The Reds have to run the table to go over. Indians have to go 4-2. Colorado needs 4 wins. Royals need to play 500 ball the rest of the season, 3 more wins. Dodgers, how about that? Their total was 38.5. They need one more win. Are you serious? I mean, what?
Well, I mean, let's be honest here. Of all the teams in baseball that we're going to get to 40 wins potentially, right? It was going to be this juggernaut or the Yankees before the season. Yankees had a ton of injuries. Dodgers didn't. Their lineup is absolutely awesome. Kershaw's having another really, really good couple of months here.
Brewers need 5 more wins. Twins need 2 more wins. The A's need 1. The Phillies have to go 5-1 to finish to go over.
Ooh.
Toronto needs 1 more win. Seattle needs 1 more win. And the Cardinals, remember now, they're going to have to likely play a doubleheader on Monday against the Tigers to get all these games in. They also have a doubleheader Friday. They're going to have to go 6-3 now to go over their win total.
How are they not just completely stretched so thin to where the next week, 10, 15 days is going to be, I mean, playoffs, that kind of thing?
Huge game tonight against the Royals. 5-game series against Milwaukee, the doubleheader Friday, then a doubleheader Monday they're going to have.
How many win totals did you bet?
Me? Just the Blue Jays. And I lost.
I had the Nets.
Yeah.
When Soto went down on opening night, it was still available at 33.5, and I bet him under.
Yeah. Good for the Blue Jays. I thought this traveling circus and it wouldn't work out. Okay.
Yep.
So we got some big ones today, some monster games. Another doubleheader. Huge one for the Phillies. What was that last night? Got beat by the Nats. I don't have a number. You can help us out. I like the Phillies in game one if it's a short number. It's Nola against Voth, and they don't have a win with Voth. I mean, his numbers are Sean Harnish ran these numbers down last week at Guppy Money on Twitter. He's terrible. And Nola's going for the Phillies. I mean, they have to have this now. I mean, it is so tight there in the National League. They have 3 against the Nats and 3 against the Rays.
Okay, looks like here, Phillies $1.90 in this game.
That high?
Yeah, well, no surprise. I wanted to bet him as well, but I don't want to lay $1.90 because Voth has just got awful.
He is. 0-5 with an ERA of 7. Nola in game 1, bullpen in game 2. Voth in game 1, bullpen in game 2. That was their first loss of the year last night against the Nats. They're 6-1 against the Nats, and they got to get going here. I mean, they're a game behind the Marlins for second place, but then it's just a mess with the wild card and the other business there in the National League. I mean, everything's up for grabs there.
Mm-hmm.
So you have that to start. Now, all of a sudden, this is a big game. The White Sox and the Indians, Cleveland beats Chicago last night. The lead's down to 1.5 in the division over the Twins, which is huge. And the Twins are talking about it because the Twins don't want to face the Yankees because the Twins have lost 16 straight playoff games, and I think 13 of them are against the Yankees.
Yep.
They can't beat them. So they don't want to see the Yankees in the first round, and they want to get one of the top seeds and win the division. And Chicago, the White Sox, close with the Cubs. So the Twins want to take out Detroit here in the next couple games and improve. And it is going to be, they moved Bieber back. So it's going to be Bieber against Giolito tomorrow. So it is not, it's Quantrill against Lopez today.
Well, put it this way, Paul. If you are betting baseball overnights, because the send-out pitcher here, the probable, was going to be Bieber. Hell, MajorLeagueBaseball.com had Bieber listed as the probable going today as of last night. And they open up at a book here. I'm looking at the numbers right here at the South Point. Open up -225. White Sox were +192.
You can take it right now. Go unleash hell, John. You can take +180 with the White Sox.
If you want, here's the thing. If you want to grab them, do it this second because it's dropping like a rock. It's not, now I'm looking at Indians -165 at some spots, globally speaking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a right line. Yeah, anyway, that's a little high.
Uh-huh.
With Quantrill. Yeah, they are 5-2 against the White Sox this year. Big win for the Blue Jays. Cole's going, though. Cole's laying 240. They're trying to get their playoff rotation set. It's over now. Tampa's going to win the division. Tampa won last night. Yankees lost.
Well, plenty of money on the Yanks, by the way. I'm seeing as high as -285 right now.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. My God. I like the Brewers, actually. And this is a huge game, too. The Reds are on fire. They've won 8 of 9. Big win last night. Cincinnati has 2 more against Milwaukee, and then they play the Twins. The Brewers, after 2 more here, they get the 5-game series against St. Louis. I like the Brewers. It's Sonny Gray going for the Reds. He got off to a rough start in September and then just came off the IL, injured list.
Yep.
So I like the dog here, although the Reds are hot. But I would play against Gray, and I think they're going to move Bauer back to Friday, so he's ready for the playoffs. But you got to make the playoffs first.
Sure.
So that's a curious move by Cincinnati if the reports are accurate.
The Brewers lineup currently hitting .178 lifetime off Sonny Gray. Small sample size.
Yeah. And the Reds can't hit either. I mean, that was a fluke. What happened yesterday. Cubs looking to wrap up the division here. It's going to be no line yet, but it's Quintana getting the start. And the Pirates are just they're a disgrace. I mean, they had a chance to play spoiler here. They got swept by the Reds. lost all four. They lost four out of five to St. Louis, and then they lost last night against the Cubbies, and Lester pitched well. So, and the Cubs are 6-1 against them, too.
I believe this was supposed to be, originally speaking here, Brault. Here's the
deal. I think he's going. Isn't he going?
That's what, I saw last night. So, but again, betting baseball right now this week,
I know.
Some of these teams, maybe just, you know, why would the Pirates want to play for the next week, right? It's like, okay, this sucks.
You already had your chance to play spoiler. You blew it.
Right,
I mean, you haven't showed up for that opportunity. So,
like teams like that, isn't it just let's get to the end of the season right now, go home, be with our families at this point? There's
you
no
need
reason
a,
to
a
be here.
A whole bottle of whiskey and a revolver to sweat baseball.
Generally, but you have to check lineups this week, too.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because for certain teams that already have stuff clinched, they might sit guys once in a while.
Look at the Cardinals, $1.20 here at the South Point against the Royals. They're tied with Cincinnati for second. They're Milwaukee's a game back too. Cardinals could miss this whole thing entirely.
Yeah,
and they're throwing Gomber today. I mean, they scored one run yesterday. Good job by the Royals. Royals playing spoiler. And other than that, there's five late games, but a lot of them don't mean anything. Padres are already in. Angels aren't going anywhere. What do I got for magic numbers? Astros are $1.70. That's high.
A's play at the Dodgers.
Yeah, but I mean, I like the Dodgers.
That's Montas versus May.
He's struggled. Last seven starts, he's got an ERA sky high. He's having all kinds of issues.
And I'm seeing May right now in the Dodgers about $1.65 overall in this game. Colorado's going against San Francisco. Yeah, that's on the road.
That's Freeland.
That's against Smiley.
Yep. Yeah.
And Smiley here is about $1.35 the way it looks. Maybe a little bit lower than that at some spots.
Yeah, Rocky's going to have to sweep the series. Magic numbers, Atlanta 2, Cubs 2, Indians 1, Blue Jays 3. Huge doubleheader for the Phillies. Phillies are the 8 seed right now. The Reds are the 7.
I'll give another one to watch.
Night. Yeah.
Urena goes for the Marlins today. Again, this was, I think, supposed to be Hamels originally. Not going to be him.
He's out for the year. Did they give him $19 million?
I think so, yeah.
He made one start.
Yeah, so it's Wilson instead. So the Braves are laying $2 in this game, right around that number. The Braves numbers career-wise, guys in their lineup, guys in their roster, off of Urena, they absolutely smashed this guy. They've owned him over the last couple of years. So maybe a Braves team total here, put this team away finally, that kind of a deal in the game today. That might not be a bad angle. Blue Jays batters have struck out 23 times in 74 career plate appearances versus Cole. And this Yankees lineup is 260 career versus Roark with 12 home runs over 117 plate appearances. So when they get to him, a lot of long balls here. And this is the same team, obviously, that, you know, going back to their previous series before yesterday, had those 19 home runs in the one series alone, most of all time. But a week left.
Yeah, this is fun. And a week from today is going to be, or is it Wednesday, a week from tomorrow?
I'm pretty excited about the baseball playoffs.
Eight games in one day?
Yeah.
Your Twins are 21-5 at home. This is big. They got to keep winning.
Yeah, they do.
They either get the four or get up there at the one or the two. Well, I guess not that. Nah, not a big deal. Forget it. You don't want to face the Yankees, though.
But Cruz now missing games. Are they going to sit him here for the, I don't know.
I don't know how they're going to play it. It'll be interesting to see how some teams will play this. I mean, I can't believe the Bauer thing. Well, we're going to push him back to Friday. That way he's ready to go for game one of the playoffs.
All right.
You lose two in a row, you're out. What playoffs?
Got to take it a big chance there.
Take it first. Win tonight, okay. But that I would throw him tomorrow against Milwaukee. Maybe they changed their mind, but that's what I – he was listed Wednesday, and then I see they're pushing him back to Friday against the – what was it? Twins.
Maybe they have a lot of confidence in Sonny Gray going today. But that's – a ton of responsibility now suddenly on his shoulders. Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Up next, we have a lot of questions for video poker legend, expert Bob Dancer. So Paulie said that he fired about $1 million last year, ticket in, ticket out, betting video poker, playing video poker. What was Bob's apex during his prime? I can't wait to hear this number. We'll ask him about it coming up next.